You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Oh, hello. Mike, you're muted. This is what happens when you mute yourself.
Oh, man.
Then I can't unmute you.
Well, I said hello, weary travelers. So.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
Weary
it's fun.
Travelers. Yes, sounds very pioneer-esque or something.
Very power metal-y. That's the vibe I get.
Oh, okay. I just watched the movie Nomadland last night.
Oh yeah,
I jumped on the bandwagon because it won Best Picture at the Oscars on Sunday. So
I haven't seen it. So
I jumped on and it was good. It reminded me a little bit of the van days. You know, touring in a van. Obviously, it's a little different touring in a van than living in a van. But it's a highly recommended. Highly recommended movie.
Cool. Check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, welcome everybody in the chat. Welcome everybody on the podcast side of things.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for joining us Wednesday night.
Friday, if you're on the podcast.
Or Friday. Yeah, whenever you like. We got a great week. Last week was a great week. I'll tell you what wasn't great for me, Mike.
What's that?
This Sunday, I had my first COVID vaccine.
I heard.
It.
You were a little under the weather.
It knocked me the fuck out. It was like weird. So I got the AstraZeneca one, which is, it's not even in the US. so I don't know, it's weird. We got a bunch here and they said, hey, if you're 40 and over, come down to a pharmacy. Cause I guess they don't have to be kept at like super cold temperatures like some of the other ones.
Okay.
So they had some available. I was able to get an appointment somehow. And first 5-6 hours, I'm fine. Just doing my thing. And then all of a sudden I was like, something's like off. And I didn't feel like terrible right away, but like I knew it wasn't right. And then I don't know, another couple hours after that, I was like out for the count. And I was like as sick as I've been in a long time for pretty much until this morning. Like I was okay. Like I was on stream yesterday. I wasn't feeling great yesterday though. But today I feel good.
That's good. Bring the good energy back here.
Yeah, and I'm vaccinated, man. You know, I'm like,
hell yeah,
I'm vaccinated. Vaccine me. Yes. So hope the chat's doing well, and everybody's having a nice weather's great here today and yesterday.
Yeah, I mean it's been pretty good. I think there's a little bit of a cold front moving in for us, though.
Well, that's not the spirit, Mike. Let's enjoy the weather while we have it.
I like it. Anything above 60 is like too hot for me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I live in the Midwest because of the spring and fall kind of guy.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's the thing. You can choose where you would want to live and you choose where you do. So that's cool.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, welcome. And
music.
This is the new noise. So we're going to talk about all of the records that are coming out this week. But first, we're going to talk about some of our list from last week.
Indeed.
What do you want to start with, Mike? I didn't get to all five, but I did listen to, I think, three of them, and I enjoyed.
I want to start with whatever you want to start with this week.
Well, let's start with the number one record from Porter Robinson.
Hell yeah. I love this record.
Enigmatic EDM artist, very, very popular, doesn't put out a lot of stuff.
Yep.
This is the sophomore album from him. And, you know, I'll be honest, I didn't know much about him except for some of the big hits. And this record, I listened to it all the way through. It was not what I was expecting, but in a good way.
That's the best way to be.
Yeah. You know, I think the record, I was expecting it to be an EDM record. Like, I was expecting it to be, you know, you think of the big names.
Like kinda, lots of beats and drops.
Yeah, and just kind of like another one of those. Mm-hmm. And even like the first, well, not the first track, because that's like a little short one, but the first main like song intro on the album, I was like, whoa, this is like just not what I expected. The production was different. And as it went through, like there were times when I got that, like, I don't know, that Diplo fucking, you know, droning,
like dancing and the lights are going, those kind of vibes.
But there was some really beautiful, organic music in this thing that it really surprised me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's got this kind of like ethereal, almost orchestral vibe through the entire record for the most part. And I don't know, I just loved it. I think I've listened to this record probably 6 or 7 times now. And
yeah, I'm not surprised.
I can't take it off because it's so good for whatever you're kind of doing. Like,
yeah,
I didn't listen to it while I was working out. I haven't tried that yet. I don't think that would go over well. But like reading,
just drop the weights and start crying. Yeah. But I honestly though, I like understand why it is this guy doesn't put out music all the time, because this is stuff you can tell is like really, really crafted. It's not like thrown together in a couple hours, which I don't want to throw that whole genre under the bus, but there is there is a lot of it that is made very quickly. And and it's a beat and a couple things layered on top of it, and there's a song, you know, literally like export it to Spotify practically. So this record does feel different, and I think it is different.
100% agree, and I think it's a good thing for kind of the electronic music scene is to branch out and do more stuff like this. It's so fun.
What else this week, Mike?
I listened to the new Left to Suffer EP, and that was heavy.
Are you still sweating?
I am.
His heart's beating out of his chest, and it's been hours since he listened to it.
No, that record was great, though. I mean, it was exactly what I want from a deathcore record. I think it was a really fun concept. Overall, it's kind of on my normal rotation now.
Nice.
Just like this Porter Robinson record, I'm going back to it and I'm loving it.
Cool. I didn't get a chance to listen to that one, but I'll make sure to put it on my list for this.
What else did you get to that you want to talk about?
Well, I thought the new Wonder track on the EP they released, thing. I thought that was a great track.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that. And then wait, what was the last one? Why am I drawing a blank? Oh, Tillian, of course.
Tillian, yes.
Of course. How could I forget?
How could we?
This record is amazing.
Oh, it's so good. I was surprised instrumentally, too.
Yeah.
There were depths there and much more than you'd expect from kind of a pop record like we got.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of, it does feel like a Dance Gavin Dance record, and it has a little bit of psycho, like craziness at times, where like things don't necessarily like go the way you think they're going to go, and they can get a little bit insane, but it never feels out of control though, in a bad way. And I thought I liked a lot of the synth elements and
those samples
sounds
that he was using were great.
Yeah. Like a lot of times I feel like when a rock guy, and let's be honest,
you get like
he's
the same
a rock guy
samples.
Yeah.
Or like tones.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like it sometimes it feels like a little bit forced. Like maybe somebody that's been playing guitar their whole life, they got like a new toy.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, here's the first time I've ever used this. And then they're like get really excited about it, even though it's like not that good.
They're like, man, this is awesome.
And I did not feel that way about this at all. I felt like everything, it felt very mature. And obviously, you know, producer Chris Crummett, who, you know, does all the Dance Gavin Dance stuff. And I've been a big fan of his forever. I can tell, it's his There's a lot of his vibes on there too. And mm-hmm. yeah, I highly recommend it. I think it's kind of a lot to get through. It's a long,
yeah, it was a bit
kind
long.
Of a long record, but so I kind of feel like I need to listen to it again to really mm-hmm. like, if I was going to really review it, I would have to listen to it again. But I mean, that guy's so talented and he's showing it now, just not just with the pipes, you know?
Mm-hmm. 100% agreed. I mean, it's Tillian's fourth record. It sounds like it's his fourth record. It's really refined. And mm-hmm. I mean, what can't you love? It's Tillian. Such a talented dude.
Yeah, the guy is pretty incredible. I still throw on Afterburner, the last mm-hmm. Dance Gavin Dance record, pretty regularly, and I think it's their best album. I stand by that. So this is cool, and I can't wait to see what Dance Gavin Dance does next. Kind of putting all this experience together.
So.
Oh, they have. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Busy dude.
I think I saw like in the comments or something, Will commented, or maybe it was John. I can't remember who it was. Maybe Tillian, even, because Tillian's pretty active on social media, so it's probably him. But I think he said they're looking to get an album out by like November, December, or early next year.
Wow.
So crazy. Cool.
Well, good for them. That's rad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's all I have from last week.
Yeah. That's all I have too. I mean,
great.
Pretty solid week overall. I don't think that there's anything else we need to touch on. Just let me check my list real quick. Oh, the new Chapel EP. That was really fun too.
Oh, forgot about that. Cool band. I actually forgot about that one. That's definitely going to be, and it's an EP, right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just four songs. Yeah,
it's shit. I don't know how I Quick missed that one, because I really do enjoy that band. I think they're highly mm-hmm. underrated.
Yeah, same
here. I feel like they could get really popular. So that's one you maybe heard here first. Chapel, check them out if you missed them last week as well.
Good kids.
All right, Mike. Well, let's go. We got a great week again.
Oh yeah.
Some really exciting stuff.
Full of bangers.
It's just a really big week again. I mean, maybe not quite as big as last week, but close.
I was struggling to pare the list down to five.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's start with this week's list and number five.
Yeah, so number five, coming out of Chicago, Illinois, we've got a new band. This is their first release on Pure Noise Records, and it's an EP called Pulling Focus by Action Adventure.
Yeah.
I'm really stoked on these guys.
Yeah, you know, I actually just listened to them today. For the mm-hmm. first time, I'd heard of the band before. Like, I guess because the band name kind of has, it's different, right?
It sticks with you.
It does,
It's got the slash in there.
Gotta have the slash.
Got
it. And no, they're cool. Like, I felt like it reminded me a little bit of, you said 4 Years Strong. I got
a little bit.
It's definitely, they're a pop punk band. Mm-hmm. I got a little bit of a vibe, maybe similar to Hot Mulligan. I want to say Real Friends because they're from Chicago, but it's not quite mm-hmm. accurate.
It's in that like, genre of pop punk that's kind of hard to define. It's not like straight up like, oh, we're state champs or we're all time low. And it's not like we're 4 Years Strong or we're like Settle Your Scores or like more easy core like that. It's right nice in the middle.
Yeah.
A good blend of tasty riffage and spicy sad boy lyrics.
Exactly. Maybe a little bit like Knuckle Puck in some ways. They're also from Chicago, so that kind of makes sense why I'm thinking that.
There's a lot of good pop punk from Chicago.
There is. There's a kind of an incredible scene there.
Wild.
And they do have sort of their own kind of style of sound. So yeah, this is definitely, if you're looking for, you know, if you've worn out your Story So Far records or like whatever, mm-hmm. you're looking for kind of the next thing, get on this band, get on them early. I know they have a new video coming out. I think maybe it came out today. New record. So yeah, do it. Check them out. Action Adventure, cool new band.
Awesome guys.
There
From
you go.
What I've seen, I mean,
yeah, it's good. It's good. Hell, that's why you come. I know they want the pop punk bangers.
Oh yeah.
They might say they don't, but I know. Yes, you come for the pop punk, you stay for the deathcore. That's
exactly. That's what we're here for. And speaking of deathcore,
we're moving on. Number five, Action Adventure, pop punk from Chicago. Don't miss it. And number four, Mike.
Number four, we've got the new album by Crown Magnetar. I love this album title.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's probably one of my favorite album titles all year so far. It's called The Codex of Flesh. And if that's not a perfect deathcore album title, I don't know what is.
The what of flesh?
The Codex of Flesh.
Codex of Flesh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They look a little scary in the photo. Guy looks very strong. He's got like a vein popping out of his bicep.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I don't know. I actually don't know anything about this band. They must be a smaller band if I've never heard of them.
So they're a little tech deathcore band. They focus more on writing like super technical riffs and things like that. But they still got breakdowns for days. They're super heavy, exactly what you expect from a deathcore band. A little bit of a, like kind of a black metal influence with some orchestral elements going on from what I've heard. Just overall heavy. It's their sophomore album. I'm really excited for this record. I think it's going to be the year of deathcore, in my opinion. There's so many good releases coming out, and this is just another band in the tirade of good deathcore releases coming this year.
Cool.
If you're a fan of the Brand of Sacrifice record,
okay,
this is going to be that with a little bit less electronic elements.
Oh, okay.
If you were a fan of that the Grave record that we had on a couple weeks, you're going to be a huge fan of this. If you're a fan of bands like, I want to say like Hollow Prophet or Signs of the Swarm, you're going to love these guys too.
No, yeah, awesome. No, it looks like, Mike, they've only had one EP released before this.
Oh, is an EP not an album?
This looks like their debut record, technically. Their first release since 2018. So, yeah, man, this could be cool. Do you know where this band's from?
They're from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. The Black Sheep. I love Colorado Springs. I've had some good times there. Awesome. All right.
Never been, but it looks nice.
Yeah, no, there's this punk band that I used to love. Well, I still love, but I used to listen to a lot when I was in high school, from Colorado Springs, called The Nobodies, or Nobodies, just Nobodies. They weren't The Nobodies, they were just Nobodies. They were on Hopeless Records, and this like this punk band, they hit different, man. They had like real crazy, like aggressive, in your face vocals. I don't know if anybody in chat remembers Nobodies. But what I remember most recently is I would listen to this band. They have a song.
You made me look at chat, and somebody in chat said Codex of Flex.
Someone has to make a Crown Magnetar, like take that guy because he's so jacked, and put that...
Album title
exactly,
on the art.
Exactly.
Because the album art has a dude on it too, so you can do it.
but anyways, Nobodies. Mm-hmm. Their lyrics were like super, like, I don't know. They had songs like Fuck You Too was one of their big hits, and Vacay and TJ was all about like going to Mexico and like, you know, getting a little crazy. And
they had a song, being Tijuana, I assume.
They had a song called Joy Got a Tit Job. So they were like that kind of a punk band, but I really enjoyed them when I was underage. And I still enjoy them from time to time. They have a song called Told You So, which I thought would be maybe a good theme song for one of my projects at some point. but I was watching a great TV show you may have seen called Bar Rescue. One day.
I'm aware of this show.
Yeah, Bar Rescue. John Taffer, the guy is something else.
That he is.
clean it up! You're gonna make people sick! Shut it down! You know, or it's my best John Taffer. But so I'm watching it, and like this, you know, the episode starts and they're in Colorado Springs. So right away, like just when you bring it up, it comes into my mind.
Just a little click.
And I'm like, oh yeah, band. And I see the like bar owner, JJ, and I'm like, holy shit, that's the singer of the Nobodies. He owns a bar in Colorado Springs, and he's on Bar Rescue.
Now you got to go,
and
right?
They talk,
the bar's still open. Was it rescued?
I think, yeah, it got rescued, but I looked it up again, and it did end up shutting down. But like, no, but they talked about the band in the episode, and there was like a Nobodies like poster in the background and stuff. I was like, this is like... What the hell, man? I haven't thought about this band in like a decade, at least 20 years, maybe.
And they're just there.
Yeah. So anyway, nobody remembers this band, I guess, but I was a big fan. All right, Mike, we're in the middle of our list.
Maybe they're going to get an influx of new fans, and it's going to re-inspire them to make music again.
Hey, I feel like they have made some over the last little while, but no, I mean, they're kind of a cool band. All right, cool. Let's move on. We're moving on to number three.
So number three, this is a band that I don't know a super lot about. I've been kind of getting into them with this album cycle. I've really liked all the singles. Somebody probably has to educate me on this band.
Okay.
But it's the new album, The Million Masks of God by Manchester Orchestra.
Yeah. Where to start with this band? They're really great. And they have
gotten that.
They have like a pretty wild, rabid fan base. Like they're kind of a cult band.
Okay.
It was weird. They came out in, I don't know when their first album was. I should have done a little research knowing that we were going to talk about this band. I do have some of their albums. So their first album came out in, it looks like in 2007. And I remember they kind of started out in this like sort of alt press like world, mm-hmm. like a little bit. Like they were on this vibe.
They've kind of been like loosely associated with the scene at best.
Well, at first I would say they were very associated with the scene. Mm-hmm. And they
remind me of like Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. Like I feel like they're in the same vein.
Well, yeah, they were in the same vein that like, you know, Something Corporate was very seen. And then obviously Andrew McMahon moved on and now he's kind of a little bit removed from it. It's kind of a similar story to them, I'd say. So I remember the first couple records came out and I like, they were a band. I was like, I should check this band out because everyone likes them. And I kind of never did. But I remember meeting a couple of the guys at like bars and stuff, and they were all really nice. And I had a few friends that were good friends with them and stuff. And mm-hmm. yeah, they were always touring with like, they did a bunch of tours with Brand New, and they were kind of in that world where gotcha. They were, you know, it's like seen, but not, mm-hmm. But like they put out a record called Cope in 2013.
Okay.
And dude, I loved this album. Like it wasn't that I like ignored the band before. I just like mm-hmm. never bothered to look through, like, you know, look at their records. So it was like, I think it was their fourth record, Hope, mm-hmm. Cope, I'm sorry. And, yeah.
They have Hope as well. I'm seeing.
Yeah. So. It's like, I think it's like a redo or something.
Gotcha.
On that one. But the record Cope is like, it's an insane recording, Mike. Like it will, mm-hmm. you'll be like, "This something wrong with this mix." The guitar on this record is the loudest thing on earth. It's just like loud and
like
fuzzy.
Louder than the like Moss to Flames record.
It's like not like that though. It's like okay. It's loud, like fuzzy, like huge stereo okay. guitar, like Weezer on steroids kind of okay. sounding guitar. And it's so cool, man. It is such a cool record and so different. And I since then, I've just like, you know, followed their every move and like everything they've put out, I've been super excited about. And they haven't done a lot. Like they're not a band that's out there putting records out every 2 years.
Yeah, I don't see a huge presence from them anywhere or anything. But as you say that, 2017, 2019, and then 2021, now they're putting out records every 2 years.
Yeah, I'm not like a lot of the stuff is like it's like different stuff though, right? Like gotcha. This is I've been a little bit confused about what all this stuff is because it's not all like new records. A lot of it is like they do stuff with Bad Books and with Kevin Devine and all this, right? So it's
gotcha.
It's like a different kind of project, but like the main Manchester Orchestra project, which you know Andy Hull is the guy, mm-hmm. that's kind of the you know. The thing that I know best, and I just think this band is incredible. They're very popular, like they do very well on tour, but they are like still underrated. I don't know. I think it's because they're not one of those bands that's like they'd be the last band ever to get a TikTok account. Do you know what I mean? They're not gonna push anything in your face.
They're very old guard, like
yeah,
just kind of. We like the mystery behind being a band. I like that.
Exactly. And
what I've heard of the singles are absolutely phenomenal though. Like they've kind of turned me into a fan of the band. They're these, I don't want to say pop punk, right? I don't want to say alternative because I think it's more than that. But they're just really good, well-written songs, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, this is exciting, Mike. I'm excited for you to hear this new record and then just go back and listen to Cope and listen to Mean Everything to Nothing and some of these other records, because I'm sure, like, you know, in your journey over the last, you know, whatever, 5 to 10 years, you've seen this band's name on end of year lists, and, you know, and you've seen people rave about the band.
They always play weird venues too, and like, I don't see anybody opening that would like drag me to their show. It's like, oh, Manchester Orchestra, a night with them only playing, and they're playing the Fox, and I'm like, I don't want to go to the Fox. Like,
right? Yeah, that's the thing. They're like, they're a very, very big band. And what's crazy is I'm raving about their record Cope, and they don't even have a single song from that album in their top 10 on Spotify.
Oh,
so. But it's the one I thought was such a cool record. I listened to it a lot.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sweet. Cool. All right. Well, we're at number two now.
Number two, coming out of France. We love French bands here. Not enough of them. The new album, Fortitude by Gojira.
I got to admit something right away. Yeah, I had no idea Gojira was from France.
Wow. Okay.
I had no idea.
Well,
that kind of blows my mind.
Possibly one of the biggest bands from France, I think.
Yeah. Like, they're like rock metal. There's like no rock or metal bands from France. That's like actually blows my mind.
And then like Chunk No Captain Chunk, and then like a couple other bands we've talked
about. Yeah, I don't know. Daft Punk. That's like, what else? Like, you know, what other bands from France are there? Justice, you know, man, but no, that's crazy. First of all, but yes, continue. This is a big deal. Gojira records don't come out every, you know, like all that often.
Nope. Last Gojira record was in 2016. I want to say 2017. So yeah, 2016. First album in 5 years. Band's kind of prolific for doing this, for taking a long time off, playing a bunch of shows. Mostly like big festivals and things like that, doing a little bit of touring on their own, and then disappearing for a bit and writing record. And it really shows in everything that they do, because this is another band that, kind of like Porter Robinson, everything just feels super intentional on all of their records.
Right.
It's a very big decision. What's the word I want to use? It's a very thought out decision, I guess. Everything feels deliberate. That's the word. But overall, the Gojira is just absolutely incredible. They're probably one of my favorite progressive metal bands. All of the singles that they've put out so far have been absolutely amazing and exactly what I expect from Gojira. They're able to somehow grow and get better with every single release while still kind of like growing their brand and listener base. It's absolutely incredible what this band is doing.
Yeah, and I was talking to you a little bit earlier about them, how like, for some reason, like, you'd think they'd be right in my wheelhouse, you know, being that they've been a band since 1996, like when I was getting into it, and, you know, they're extreme metal band. I think that for some reason I put them more in like the nu metal world more than I did the, I don't know.
They're kind of in that wheel world because they're like, back at the start, they almost kind of sounded like Meshuggah. And they are like definitely way heavier than they are now. Less proggy, but like,
yeah,
I still find that so interesting too, that like, whatchamacallit, you haven't been a huge fan of them for a while.
Yeah, no, I know. And I've like, you know, quickly listened to some of the songs on Spotify and whatever. And a few of them I recognized, you know, obviously they're a very popular band. But I'm excited to see what they have in store now. You know, it's funny, they have, so I'm really into this guitar plugin that I use from Neural DSP, and they make awesome plugins if anybody is looking for, like, you know, to have a great recorded guitar sound. And they have a good Gojira signature plugin. And this is the best one I've ever heard. Like, straight out of the box, like, just plug in the guitar, like, the default. Yeah. I'm like, what the? Like, this is insane. So, like, somebody in that band knows, exactly, you know, knows, like, something. Yeah, exactly. And that goes to what you were saying about it seemingly being very calculated. Mm-hmm. And I'm not shitting you. Like this sound, this tone is unbelievable. Like, and I just had it plugged in here one day, and I was just messing around, and everyone's like, "What is that tone, dude? Like, what?" Like, no, I'm like, "Don't look at me, man. I just plugged the guitar in.
I didn't do it.
Gojira did all the work."
That's great, though. I love these guys. I mean, everything about them is just awesome. They deserve to be as big of a band as they are, if not bigger. And I'm so excited for this album.
Yeah, I know. And some people are bringing up some other French bands in the chat.
Landmarks, like, yes.
Landmarks Betraying is
Partners,
one.
Yes.
We talked about Landmarks just the other week with their new release. And Phoenix, yeah, what a band.
Yeah.
Phoenix, they were great. Are they still a band? I never hear about Phoenix anymore. They had like this like moment where they were just like massive, like one of the biggest, I felt like one of the biggest bands in the world for like a couple years. And then I don't know, but yeah, they're,
I look up Phoenix and my first suggestion is Shrezzers. So
yeah, it's a little different.
Looks like the last thing they did was in 2017. So I guess they are still a band.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess that happens sometimes when bands come out and they have like just massive, like, you know, hit that they can kind of never find that lightning in a bottle again. And they're still there and they're still huge. You just don't hear about them.
Yeah.
The other example I would use for an artist kind of like that is
Silverstein.
Well, according to Mike, it was all uphill until we hit Massachusetts.
Nothing's happened.
It doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. Nothing will matter ever again. But there is that. I feel like Kings of Leon kind of going through that. Obviously, yeah, they're still a really popular band. They have the new record, but I didn't even hear about the new record because like they're never going to, it's never going to be bigger than Sex on Fire. And then the other one that was even bigger.
Use Somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like that's going to be their song forever.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, hey, it's a good problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, anyway. All right. Well, it's time, Mike.
It's time. Let's get into the number one.
Don't rush me.
I'm rushing.
I gotta say the thing. All right, Mike. Well, we're gonna get into the number one album of the week
right after I pee, because I gotta go really.
Mike pees.
Be right back.
Gaines. All right. Well, we're back.
We're back,
and we're gonna talk about the number one album of the week. I'm excited for this one, Mike.
I'm excited for it too, because I've been looking forward to this album since I heard the first single last year. This is the new record from UK's Royal Blood. I recently learned a duo. The new record's called Typhoons. They're alt rock, but this ain't your daddy's alt rock. This is actually well written, and I'm very excited for it.
I love this band.
So good.
Like, this band is just so super sick. I remember the first time I heard about them, they were playing on late night TV. You know, I don't know, one of those, it wasn't Letterman, I guess, or Leno. It was after that time, but one of those late night shows. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, one of those things, like, it's just late at night and I'm like flipping channels around because I still pay for cable TV. I'm one of those old people, total boomer move. But I wouldn't have found out about this band if I hadn't. And I just,
well, you
like,
would have. It just would have been today.
And I literally turned on the TV and I saw this dude playing like basically lead guitar on a bass, you know, and my jaw dropped and I was like, what the fuck is this? And it was, I didn't know. So I like, wait, you know, cause you don't know what band it is on TV right away.
Yeah. When they're just playing. So I'm just for the little like closed caption scrawl to come up.
Exactly. So I'm like, well, you know, what is this? And I'm thinking about all the other, you know, like two-piece bands, like Death From Above, for example. I'm like, it's not Death From Above. Those aren't the same guys. You know, I know those guys.
No, they look way younger.
And, you know, I'm just like, okay, it's kind of like a Death From Above thing or, you know, the Inbreds was another great two-piece band. So I'm like, this is cool. And then, after when they announced the name, I was like, okay, well, I got to go listen to this band, and I've been listening to them. Been listening to them since. I will say it's like interesting though. I feel like I like their singles less than I like the rest of their records, which is kind of interesting.
I've absolutely loved all the singles that they put out for this. I mean, I think they're I don't have any experience prior with the band. I haven't listened to the albums before. I haven't gotten that far in yet. But like Typhoons and Boilermaker are absolute bangers. Like, guaranteed you message me at any point in the day, probably about like 12 hours out of it, I've got Boilermaker stuck in my head right now.
Nice.
It's a great problem to have, but it's also very annoying because I've listened to that song a lot.
Yeah, man. No, this it's interesting too that you said that you didn't know they were a duo, a two-piece band, because they really don't sound like it in a lot of songs.
They've got a big sound.
Yeah, and I'm not sure like how if they're tracking other instruments or how like true to form they're trying to be. You know, typically with those kind of bands, and another probably the most famous two-piece band is the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Detroit right there. But like, they started out and it was very much like, okay, there's a guitar, one guitar and drums, and this is like what it is. And then as, I mean, they're most famous for a bass riff. So like, I'm not sure how much this band's sound is going to evolve or is evolving to add more instrumentation, or if they're just like, it's a bass, but like it's through six amps and it's got octave pedals on it and like it's layered up or whatever. But this band sounds so cool, so huge, and if people haven't somehow missed Royal Blood, like Mike, you gotta check them out.
The way I like to describe it when I've been like kind of sharing it around recently is I'm like, this is like the Black Keys, but something I enjoy. Whereas like the Black Keys are really catchy, don't get me wrong, and they write some bangers, but it almost sounds a little bit forced at times. This feels like super organic, and I don't know, there's just a different energy behind it. Like like when we were talking about While She Sleeps, very DIY energy. And like, it just feels like raw and fuzzy and good to listen to.
Yeah. Like I see that. I mean, Brighton. Oh, they're from Brighton. That's sick. I love Brighton. Yeah. It says that they channel the blues rock dynamism. That's an interesting word. I know what it means, but don't know if I've ever used it. Of the likes of the White Stripes, the Black Keys, and Two Gallants. Now, I don't know who Two Gallants are. I'll say this, though. I don't think that description that doesn't probably justice, a very professional publicist wrote doesn't do them justice at all, man.
No.
They're like, you bring up energy. Like, that's the first thing right there. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear, like, this dude was rocking out, like bending up on a bass guitar, like Cliff Burton Metallica in 1985. Like, this shit was off the chain, and you can't compare them to the, I'm sorry. I don't get the Black Keys comparison at all. So
really,
I don't know. I there's nothing wrong with the Black Keys, I guess, but this is like,
it's kind of that hypey alt rock, I guess. It's just kind of where I was going. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like comparing, Slayer to AC/DC or something. Like they're both fine, but like, what's really going to get your blood pumping?
It's Slayer.
It's going to be Chemical Warfare, where Tom or I is like, and that's going to be what's going to do it. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, these guys are great. I'm so excited for this record. I ordered the deluxe edition. It's showing up on Friday, I hope.
Sick.
Can't wait to spin it.
Sick. How's your record display shelf collection I've been seeing on your Instagram?
Oh, it's phenomenal. We're all done. We've got everything where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, I put up your IG handle there so people can check it out. It's at Slappy Slam. How many records do you have? Do you have a number now? Cause it looks like a pretty big and growing collection.
Let me pull up my Discogs right now and I can give you the exact number.
Now, do you have you have your Discogs?
I'm just over 1,000.
Oh, nice. So you have your Discogs like right up to date?
Yeah. Whenever I get a record, I'll like go and check it in. And if it's not there, if it's like a big record that I know somebody else is going to do the work, I'll like let it slide. But if it's like, oh, there's like 100 of these made, I'll be like, okay, let's go in here and let's put in the track listing and everything like that. But like, I've just got kind of like one shelf that's like things that aren't in Discogs yet. But most of the time when I get them, I put them in right away.
Right on. That's cool. What's crazy is realizing you probably spent $25,000 on records. Well,
oh yeah.
Yeah, he's not wrong. Well, I don't know about 20. That's a little high, maybe.
Like 200 of them are from my grandparents' collection as well. So like I've got a bunch of oldies and like polka and stuff like that.
Nice. That's very cool. No, is it Discogs? I actually not set up on Discogs. I probably should be, and I probably should organize all my records that are in like four different locations. Mm-hmm. But does it do the thing where it like gives you a value on each record and then tells you your overall value?
Yeah, because Discogs is also like you can buy and sell within it too. So like it calculates like it takes like the lowest of the past 10 sales and the highest of the past 10 sales and like gives a medium of all time sales and gives you like an estimated value. Like a lot of records that I have, I think probably like a fifth of them don't have like sale prices and stuff like that on them too.
Because they're polka records?
Because they're A, polka records. And B, they just haven't been sold, right? Or like nobody's looking to sell them. Things like that. But I'm sitting at like 30 grand right now on Discogs median or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not a big of a deal. I just like having all of the music.
Nice. Well, we have five really, really exciting releases this week to check out. Shall we do a quick recap before we get to the honorable mentions?
I think that we shall.
All right. Well, let's start with number five.
Number five, we've got the new album. I'm already messing up. On number five, we've got the new EP, Pulling Focus, from Action Adventure.
Pulling Focus. It's an interesting title.
I know.
I kind of wonder the story behind that title.
So the album art, I recall, it looks kind of cool too. Let me just look it up so I can make sure that I'm like remembering right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not going to. There it is. Apparently, you can pre-order the album on Target.
Really?
They don't have a picture of it.
They're on Pure Noise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pure Noise, like the kind of the new king pop punk label these days. So that's this band could be go pick up this record. It could be like another rookie card, like Mike likes to say.
Yeah, but it's like it's cool. It's got this like shot from outside of a window, and there's like tail lights, and there's like rain, and it's all out of focus. It looks kind of cool though.
Okay, number four.
Number four, we've got the new album, The Codex of Flesh by Crown Magnetar.
Codex of Flex.
Codex of
Flex. this should be a very heavy record.
Oh, yeah. Number three, we've got The Million Masks of God by Manchester Orchestra.
You know,
another great album title, actually.
Yeah, it is. This is going to be almost for sure a great record we'll be talking about next week. Yeah. And number two?
Number two, we've got Fortitude by Gojira.
Yes, wee-wee. Same a lad. All right, and number one.
Number one, we've got the new album Typhoons by Royal Blood.
Royal Blood. Very good band. Number good one. Voice. Great list. This is like, I might say this is like rivaling last week for...
Oh, yeah.
For maybe bigger. Pretty cool.
I mean, I'd say it's like, it's not like 2 weeks ago when we had like Holding Absence and all those guys. But like it's a pretty solid week. We're starting to get into the meat of the year when everybody's albums are coming out.
Yeah. No, I saw someone's asking if we've talked about Holding Absence, and we did talk about it last week and the week before. And it's
incredible.
It is an incredible record, and I still am enjoying it more and more with each listen. And the guys in the band, they gave us a little shout out too. Noticed that we were talking about them, and they were very excited that it was on our radar too. So that's nice when we get a little bit of positive reinforcement in that front.
Always good. We love to see it.
Yes. Yeah, so hello to the fine lads in Holding Absence.
And any other band that's listening.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay. Honorable mentions. I'm ready.
Honorable mentions. Let's get into it. We've got a lot because there's a lot of albums and such coming out this week. The first one I want to talk about is probably one of my favorite bands that's keeping it alive in the world of thrash metal. You don't hear a lot about bands like that anymore, but this is a band called Evile.
Ah!
Evil with an E.
I know Evile.
I love Evile.
Yes.
So one of my first fun stories, Evile is one of the first bands that I like found at a show because I was sneaking out from home downtown Detroit at Blondie's, if you ever remember that venue. Little like 200-person dive bar.
No, I don't remember it.
Evile opened. Awesome thrash band. Then Voivod played, and Creator was there too.
Oh, fuck. Creator? Oh, my God.
Creator in a 200-person dive bar in
Detroit.
That's insane. It was nuts. But I had to leave halfway through because my mom called and wondered where I was at.
No, Evile had they had like a singer change, right? Or something happened.
Something like that.
Like the singer left, and then there's brothers in the band. I don't remember the whole story, but they haven't put a record out in a while either, right?
No, it's been like 6 years or something like that, maybe seven. But these guys are absolutely incredible. They're keeping the genre alive. I think that they're honestly on par with some of the early thrash bands like Exodus and Testament and stuff like that they were putting out then. These guys are fast. They're brutal. They're so much fun. Like, I think their first record is still going to be my favorite just because it's got For Those Who Are About to Die and Thrasher on it. And those are untouchable songs, but I'm really excited for this record. I think that they're great. If you're a fan of old school heavy metal and stuff like that, you're going to love this.
Sweet. Evile. Nice. Okay.
Next, we've got to talk about kind of alternative, kind of pop. I don't really know how to describe this, but the new Girl in Red album. Are you familiar with this group, person at all?
I don't think so.
At first, I thought it was going to be kind of pop, but it's kind of alternative, and there's guitar, and it's weird, and it's fun, and I think it's going to be a good record, but I don't know enough about it to put it on the top five.
Whoa, 10 million monthly listeners. Okay, I should know about this.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I felt too. I think it's kind of like a sensation, or she's up and coming or brand new or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I see a bunch of singles here and a couple EPs and stuff. So this is the new way people are putting out music, right?
Yep.
So I just think of Lady in Red is dancing with me. Beautiful song. Beautiful.
I got turned on to this though because I saw the most recent single, You Stupid Bitch. And I was like, all right, I got to listen to this. This album art's kind of interesting. Let's see what's going on. It's a banger. I listened to the other single. It's a banger. So I'm real interested to dive deeper into Girl in Red and check this out. Yeah. Somewhere.
Well, she's from Norway. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. Cool.
Real B. Smith saying she's super big on TikTok.
Ah, that could do it. That'll do it.
Next, we've got the new album from Tetrarch. Really cool kind of new metal core industrial ish metal band. Hard to describe.
Yep. I actually have a podcast.
Have a podcast? Wow.
Wow. Oh, Mike. you love to do that.
I do. It's one of my favorite jokes.
I'm going to say it again. Don't cut me off. I have a podcast coming out.
I almost did it again. I had to stop myself.
There's a new podcast. Actually, when people on the podcast side of things listen to this, it will be out. The latest podcast will be with Tetrarch. And it was a great conversation that we had. And Josh the man. So go listen to that. And he talks a lot about this new record, which I think they kind of found their stride here. And this is it's going to be exciting for them. They've been through a lot.
Awesome. I love when strides are found.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Moving on. What everybody is like, Mike, why wasn't this in your top five? This is blasphemous that you didn't put this there. It's the new Hurt Wave EP. Roy Rodriguez from Dayseeker. It's not there because we've heard 6 out of the 7 songs already. You know what this EP is. Nothing's different. They're just dropping merch and a new song. The last new song does have Landon Tours on it, though. Very cool. We love Landon here. We love Rory here.
Oh, yeah. They're both
amazing. Know how this record sounds. It's kind of synth wavy, Dayseeker without the guitars as much. I'm here for it. It vibes. I love this. I'm really excited to spin it in full and see the concept come to fruition.
Absolutely. What's the remaining track? Just another banger, probably?
I hope so. I mean, they're all bangers so far.
Okay. Cool. Yep. That's totally understand. It should be an honorable mention.
Yeah. And then we're going to get into the singles.
All right.
Are you ready for this? Because I don't know if you've heard that this is coming out. Two of our favorite artists are getting together.
Metallica and Adele.
No.
Okay.
We've got a new Stand Atlantic single.
Oh.
Featuring Nothing Nowhere.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's
I've heard
sick.
It on Triple J Radio. And it's
okay, so they gave it a one play? kind of like a debut, and it's coming out on Friday. Okay, so it's probably tomorrow, ripped. Actually. It's probably ripped somewhere by now, right? But
yeah. But it's absolutely incredible. It's
I'll wait for it.
It's a banger, like right? It's Stan Atlantic, and it's Nothing Nowhere. You can't go wrong with either of those artists, and when you put them together, it's just
especially right now. I mean, like we're both like. Both those artists' last records, I mean,
blowing up.
They're both incredible, and I feel like this is like kind of cool. When I mean that Stan Atlantic record came out, what, 6 months ago? Not even
a little bit less than that.
Yeah, and
or a little bit more than that, because let's see, we started this in August, so I'm going to say 8 months ago.
Okay, yeah,
that was one of the first records we did.
Yeah, and yeah, I guess that makes sense now. It's a good time to kind of release something else, and yeah. you know how it is these days. Short attention spans for things. So cool. I can't wait.
I know. I love the single. I think it's awesome.
It
might be my song of the summer. It's right. That's what I'm thinking.
Who knows? I mean, Nothing Nowhere, you know, such an interesting artist too. Like you don't know what he's going to be doing on this thing. Like you vocally, don't. He could be doing singing, screaming, rapping, who knows? So
I'm going to leave it a surprise for the people.
Cool. That's great.
Next single I want to talk about. On Monday, we got a new single from Starset.
Oh.
I love Starset.
I like them too.
Yeah. Single's called Infection or Infectious or something like that. A little on the nose, but absolutely great song. I love it. I love everything Starset does. I don't think they've missed ever. So.
No. I mean, I think they obviously like they've gone kind of the mainstream route in a lot of the stuff they put out. Like they've had a lot of success.
They've always kind of sounded like that.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah,
like,
you know, exactly.
Justin still screams. So
yeah. And they've had a lot of success, and it's the kind of thing though, like when it comes on the radio, I'm like really happy that it's there.
Exactly.
Like this is like, I kind of wish every radio band did what they do. It kind of gives me what I want while being in that genre. And there's hasn't been that many bands over the course of my life that I can really like honestly say, mm-hmm. do that in the mainstream. Yeah. So I'm really, really excited for this.
I agree. It's really hard for me to kind of listen to the radio just because I feel like there's a lot of stuff on there that, well, it's good and it's catchy. It's not really well thought out, and it's not kind of like, all right, so if you actually look at like the backing music and like, how is this going? There's not a lot of depth there, but everything Starset does is again, very deliberate. And I think it really shows through on their music that they can make something that gets super popular on the radio, is very catchy, and also kind of has this layer of depth to it that it makes it comebackable.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. Love them. Next, I want to talk about a great band from Open Your Ears Records.
Yes.
There is a new House and Home single.
Yes.
I have heard.
Yes. I've heard it too.
It's pretty good.
What are your thoughts on the band? Can't miss to me too. Their entire last album was just chock full of bangers.
Oh yeah, I've been going back to that record because I hadn't really listened to it until we did our locals only show, and incredible.
Yeah, wow. It's kind of like if you miss Brand New, if you feel guilty about listening to Brand New, they kind of pick up right where they left off a little bit. If I am allowed to say that, and that's. I don't think that's insulting. I mean, I don't think it's Brand New's material that was the problem. So check out House and Home and, you know, listen to the new single and then go back and check out their record and do check out the label. Open Your Ears.
Tons of good stuff. Our good friends Guardrail, Wild Truth. We've talked about them. House and Home. Is there anybody else I missed? I don't think so. I don't. There's tons of great bands.
Oh yeah. There's tons of great stuff on that label. And
great guys.
Great people. And yeah, it's hard, you know, starting a new independent label. Mm-hmm. So yeah, head over there and check out their bands because they're doing it right.
Hell yeah.
So it's cool.
Speaking of get other bands that are doing it right. Mm-hmm. And doing deathcore right specifically. We've got Mental Cruelty's last single before their album drops in May. It's another absolutely heavy banger.
Okay.
Year of Deathcore. Go listen to it.
Yep.
Gonna be awesome. Next, one of my favorite bands recently, we've got a new single from Galleons. This song doesn't have a feature. Last one featured Garrett Rapp. I'm super excited for this. This album is going to be, I think it's one of my most anticipated releases that I didn't anticipate at the beginning of the year. Absolutely love this band. Chock full of bangers. The songwriting is just on point. And they're still super small, so get your rookie card.
All right.
Love these guys. Next, we got two new singles, singles B-sides from Like Moths to Flames. I think they're really good songs. They have the same issue with the mix that I don't like how deep or how low the vocals are, but still good songs. Go check those out. We've got,
you know, I will say, sorry, I'm cutting you off. I wanted to get this in though. I did find, you know, Andy Sizzik's Project Wonder, that new song. Mm-hmm. I was shocked at how low the vocals were on that track too.
A little bit, yeah.
I was like, look, when the guitar is so nice and it comes in, and then the vocal came in, and I was like, what? I was like, I mean, it doesn't have to be Wonderwall loud, but I was like, oh man, that was the only thing I was missing. I was like, I hate when I'm struggling to hear vocals, but anyway, I still love the song.
Oh yeah,
continue. That's all I have to say about that.
Next, we've got to talk about there's a new single from Cain Hill coming out on Friday. New metalcore, huge band. Yeah. Probably doing it the best in that scene right now.
Don't forget your rolling papers and your chain wallets for that one.
Exactly. Love those guys though. Absolutely incredible. Today we got a new single from Lights. I love Lights.
Oh, we did? I missed that one.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's just a beautiful person.
Such a gem.
Yeah.
Wholesome and content.
So talented. She's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. That's great. 100%. I can't wait to check that. I'm going to listen to that one right after this.
Hell yeah. And then today we also got a new single from Waterparks. Love Waterparks so much. This new single's just as good as the rest.
Awesome. That's going to be on my next playlist too.
Perfect. And then the last thing that everybody wants to hear about, because I think it's probably one of the biggest singles of the year. We are getting the first single from the new album by Spirit Box on Friday.
Oof. Man,
I am so excited for this that I'm kind of like having to like chomp at the bit a little bit and remember, like, all right, Mike, expectations and reality. We have to keep things down to earth, right?
Yeah, because like,
I feel like even if I do let my expectations like go up to the moon, they're going to hit it.
This is kind of like for most people, I don't know about you, Mike, and I actually don't even know about, no, I think it's same for me. I like heard all the stuff at once. Like I heard about the band and they'd already released Holy Roller and, you know, like all those singles and you know, their old stuff already existed.
I've been on the train since the EP.
Okay. So. Okay. So this is okay. So you've been on board for this. See, I just like came in. So this is going to be the first new music from the band that's ever like come out since I've known them, right?
Yeah.
And they could do anything though. Like they're
so
really
multifaceted. It's incredible.
Yeah. Like they really could. And it's kind of like if they were dropping a whole album, I would feel like it would be less pressure for them and for us as fans.
Yeah.
Cause like if it's gonna be one song, like if it's 3 minutes long, we're like, okay, well, that was cool. Like,
where's the rest?
Right?
Recording the album though. So okay. That's why I'm saying it's the first single from
the album. There are gonna be probably a few. They don't have an album release date yet?
Not that I've heard.
Okay.
I'm hoping pre-orders and everything go up on Friday. We'll see. My wallet's not hoping that they go up on Friday, but I am.
Well, Spirit Box is one of the shining new bands, gem of bands that is out right now. If anyone somehow missed them, go right away.
Shining's an understatement. The amount of good material that this band has is blinding.
Yeah.
Incredible.
They're an incredible band. Go listen to Holy Roller, Rule of Nines. Just go. Go right now. Don't even just leave this podcast right now and just go.
I also just got news that apparently one of my favorite gent bands is putting out something this week. Maybe. Maybe Newville Georgia single, finally. Maybe.
The Gentleman?
The Gentleman in Ville Georgia.
How has there not been a gent band called The Gentleman yet?
I don't know.
Anyway. The first time I heard someone call it, like I heard of gent, I thought that they had made it up right there on the spot. And I laughed my ass off for like a good 20 minutes. And they were like, no, like, seriously, that's what it's called. That's the genre.
Yeah.
I'm like, because it sounds like gen, 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 gen. Like, I'm like, yeah. Actually, they actually went with that. Like. And they, like, I'm like, that's just too fucking good. And I just, I still, like, when I hear it, and, like, I, you know, I'm not in that scene. I don't hear the name all the time, like, where I become desensitized to it. I still, like, when I hear.
It's a fun noise.
When I hear it, I'm always like, ah. You know? Degent? It's not degent, is it? It's just gent.
No, gent.
You just say gent.
Gent.
I think.
Yeah.
It's spelt degent, but I don't think you say degent.
No, you said gent.
I think it's just gent.
Just
gent. 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 All right.
That we leave you this week. Just gent.
Okay. Anything else, Mike?
No, I'm good.
All right.
You got anything else? Sometimes you surprise me at the end here.
No, I don't believe I do. I will say this, though. Really excited. I'm really excited about a festival that just got announced. Punk Rock Bowling in Las Vegas. It's September 24th through 26th. Mm-hmm. This is the Friday alone. Pull it up here. It might take me a second, though. The Friday alone, the lineup is like absolutely stacked. We've got NOFX, Frank Turner, the Menzingers, All, and Anti-Flag. That's just the top five bands on that day. And then the other days you've got Circle Jerk, Streetlight Manifesto, Leftover Crack, Gorilla Biscuits, The Bronx, Good Riddance. That's Saturday. And I'm not naming all the bands. This is just some of them. And then Sunday, headliners Devo, also with Lunachicks, Murder City Devils, The Lawrence Arms, Municipal Waste, English Beat, the Riverboat Gamblers are playing. I love the Gamblers. This is like an awesome festival. September 24th to 26th, downtown Las Vegas. I would love to go. I just don't know if we'll be vaccinated like fully. I'm supposed to get my second dose in August. We'll see. And then I don't know how it's going to work with the border or whatever, but I plan to be there.
Hell yeah.
So I'm excited about that one.
And in the chat, Jay Ayad, someone should make or really volunteer to make a Spotify playlist every week. If you follow me on Instagram, there's a full list of all the releases, and my good friend Doug puts out a Spotify playlist of all of those. So follow me there, get the link, and go on your merry way listening on Spotify. Unless you use Apple Music, but I'm really sorry.
I like Apple Music. I like Apple Music. All right. Well, that's our show.
That's it.
Thanks, everybody. We did it.
Thanks for coming out.